Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. As you remember, last week we read that the Lord commanded Nephi to build a ship. Nephi did not know how to make a ship, but the Lord said he would show him. He told Nephi where to find metal to make the tools he would need. Laman and Lemuel made fun of Nephi for wanting to build a ship. They did not believe that the Lord had shown Nephi how to do it. They refused to help. Nephi told Laman and Lemuel to repent and not be rebellious. He reminded them that they had seen an angel. Laman and Lemuel were angry with Nephi and wanted to throw him into the sea. Nephi commanded them not to touch him because he was filled with the power of God. Laman and Lemuel were afraid for many days. Nephi told Laman and Lemuel if they obeyed God, they would be blessed. Laman and Lemuel repented and helped Nephi build the ship. Nephi went to the mountain many times to pray for help. The Lord taught him how to build the ship. When Nephi and his brothers had finished building the ship, they knew it was a good ship. They thanked God for helping them.
There's a right way.
So who is the Holy Ghost? Caitlin.
A member of the Godhead.
Okay. Megan?
He is a little spirit who will whisper to you in a nice, kind voice and will tell you what right from wrong.
Wes?
He is pretty much the messenger of God when God is telling somebody personally to do something. The Holy Ghost is the messenger of God to go to that person so that then the Holy Ghost can tell that person what to do personally without the prophet having to announce it.
Okay.
He is a spirit that doesn't take a human form, but he has taken the form of a dove at Jesus' baptism.
Okay, TJ?
He is a member of the Godhead and a very important one.
Yes, great. So the Lord can speak to us through the Holy Ghost. And can we find things out through the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Yep.
What does the Holy Ghost bear witness of?
The Book of Mormon.
The Godhead.
Yeah?
Jesus Christ.
That's right. And also, we can know the what of all things through the Holy Ghost. TJ.
Knowledge.
Yeah?
The truth.
The truth. We can know the truth of all things through the Holy Ghost. How does he help us?
He helps us in difficult times, like sometimes something will happen, like your car broke down and you're just sitting there, and my library teacher told me this, that her daughter was in this situation and the Holy Ghost prompted her to get out of the car. She didn't listen, and then she felt the feeling again, and she got out of the car and went a little ways away and the car exploded.
Wow, my goodness. How can he help? How else can he help us? He can warn us about danger. That's good. And what else?
Daniel.
Like if we're in a situation and we don't know what to do, he can tell us whether it's right or wrong.
Absolutely. Caitlin?
Sometimes it can tell you, like when I lost my CTR ring, I prayed and I heard a still small voice telling me that it was up in my bedroom when it was.
Yeah, awesome.
I just forgot.
How can he help us? That was the question.
He can help us by giving us... Oh, I just remembered. He can give us feelings of warmth when we're sad or not happy.
Awesome. Okay, let's move on. So, we've talked about the Holy Ghost. We've talked about how he can help us. And Jesus' teachings help us have the influence of the Holy Ghost in our lives. So as long as we're abiding by Jesus' teachings, we can have the Holy Ghost with us. All right, let's now turn to chapter 8, Crossing the Sea, in our Book of Mormon stories. Children at home, please read along with us.
The Lord told Lehi to take his family onto the ship they had built. They loaded it with fruit, meat, and honey, and with seeds to plant in the Promised Land.
Strong winds blew the ship toward the Promised Land.
Laman and Lemuel and some of the others began being wicked. When Nephi told them to stop, they got angry and tied him up with ropes.
How was Nephi able to build a ship that could carry his family safely across the ocean? TJ.
Through the guidance of the Lord.
Yes. Daniel?
After the Lord told him to build a ship, he asked how could he. So the Lord showed him where to get the tools to make the ship, and he kind of helped him how to make the ship.
Yeah, he gave him instructions, didn't he? What did Laman, Lemuel, the sons of Ishmael, and their wives do that caused the Liahona to stop working? Megan.
Well, they weren't righteous, and they all started to be wicked, which caused the Liahona to not work.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have a comment on that? Do you remember what it was that they were doing?
Were they, like, dancing and stuff and, like, maybe drinking wine or something like that?
Yeah, they were not keeping the commandments. They were being rude and having a wild party, and they were being mean to Nephi. Remember, they tied him up, and they were saying, we don't want to obey you and the Lord anymore, stuff like that. So did they have faith at the time? Mm-mm. And how did the Liahona work?
By faith.
That's right. So what has Heavenly Father given us to guide us that is like the Liahona?
He's given us the Holy Ghost and the scriptures and the gospel to rely on.
Excellent. That's right. What are some things that may cause us or our families to lose the guidance of the Holy Ghost?
We might have lost, like, a friend or something, and they might have died, and then we might have said, why did Heavenly Father have to take them away? Because they were a good friend. They might just not start believing anymore.
So losing our trust in the Lord? Okay.
Disobeying parents and choosing the wrong way and giving in to Satan's temptations.
Okay. Does anyone else have an idea of, you know, what are some things that may cause our families to lose the guidance of the Holy Ghost? Wes?
Having big arguments and big yelling matches and disobeying and purposefully losing your way from the Lord.
Okay, Caitlin?
Sometimes not going to church on purpose because you want to sleep in on purpose, or maybe you just don't want to go to church.
Mm-hmm. Megan?
Like, you can have a weaker will, like somebody in the family, everybody else is righteous, but somebody else in the family just decided to give up because they thought that it was just worthless, that they thought they were going to make it somewhere someday, so they just didn't want to try.
That's very true. Okay, let's continue our story.
Because of their wickedness, the Liahona stopped working. They did not know which way to steer the ship. A terrible storm blew the ship backward for 3 days.
Lehi told Laman and Lemuel to untie Nephi, but they would not listen. Lehi and Sariah were so upset that they became ill.
Nephi's wife and children cried. They begged Laman and Lemuel to untie Nephi, but they refused.
On the fourth day, the storm got worse. The ship was about to sink.
Laman and Lemuel knew that God had sent the storm. They were afraid that they would drown.
Finally, Laman and Lemuel repented and untied Nephi.
Even though his wrists and ankles had become swollen and sore from the ropes, Nephi had not complained.
Nephi then picked up the liahona, and it worked again. Nephi prayed, and the wind stopped. The sea became calm.
Nephi steered the ship, and it sailed again toward the promised land.
So tell me, how did the disobedience of Laman and Lemuel affect their parents and the rest of the family?
There was a big storm.
Yes, Megan.
The parents were so disappointed that they became ill, and it caused the liahona not to work.
That's right. Wes?
She took my idea.
TJ?
A lot of people on this ship were becoming sick because of the bad storm, and they were very cold.
Yes. Caitlin?
The reason why is because the liahona stopped working because the liahona only worked when they were believing and loving and nice to each other.
That's right. Do you think what Laman and Lemuel did was a selfish thing or a selfless thing? Wes?
I think that it was very selfish because they were not going to help Nephi, and they were not going to help the family, and they tied up Nephi, and so I think that it was very selfish because they pretty much stopped Heavenly Father from helping the family.
Mm-hmm. So how does our disobedience affect our parents and other family members? Megan?
Well, it makes the parents feel bad. It makes them feel like they aren't raising us because they raise us not to disobey them. And so it makes them feel like they've been doing it wrong, but they've been doing it right, and it's just our selfish choice we're making.
Okay. And what other ways can our selfish choices or our disobedience, how can that affect the family?
Sometimes how your disobedience does is maybe you call your brother a name or something, and then, like, your mom gets mad at you and sends you to your room. And then when your dad figures out, he gets mad, and then the person who you called a name, like your little brother, gets sad.
How can that make the family feel? Daniel?
It makes them feel, like, really sad.
Yeah, absolutely. How does our disobedience affect our parents and other family members? Megan?
It can affect us by losing the spirit in our home, and that we can get in the habit of doing it, and then we lose the right way.
Sometimes it can affect the family by if you call your brother a name, and then your mom gets mad because she doesn't want your little brother to feel bad, and then she sends you to your room, and then your dad figures out, and then your dad gets mad, and then your little brother feels sad. And the only way you can fix that is repenting.
Right. So it makes everybody feel
happy after that.
Well, so the disobedience makes everybody feel
sad.
Right. All right. So how did Nephi react when he was being mistreated by his brothers?
He probably felt a little sad, but he wouldn't probably admit it.
Okay.
It said he wasn't complaining, and so he probably was thinking what Caitlin said, that he felt really sad. But he was also saying maybe they would repent and let me go, and so they would be better.
Yeah, I think so. Megan?
Also, like Caitlin said, he would feel bad, but he would know that the Lord was still on his side and knew that he was doing the right thing, and that that God was telling him that it will be over soon, and so that's what helped him tag along.
Mm. Did he react with anger? Like, oh, I'm going to get you for this, you. Mm-hmm. Oh, how did he react?
He forgave them.
Yeah, he did.
Calm and considerate.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do you think that Nephi praised the Lord instead of complaining while he was suffering? Megan?
Because the Lord was helping him through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he knew if he died, he'd go live with Heavenly Father.
That is good. That's right. So while he was suffering, he was praising the Lord. So I'm going to ask that question one more time. I want you to think about it. Why do you think Nephi praised the Lord instead of complaining while he was suffering? Okay.
It was because he knew
that he was doing the right thing and thanking him for all of his blessings, that he had the opportunity to have the power of God and everything.
Okay, great. And was he also showing his faith again, that he knew the Lord would make it turn out right?
He was, so he loved the Lord so much that he didn't have to complain, that he knew everything was all right.
Awesome. Okay. So in what ways would you like to be more like Nephi? TJ.
I wish I were more brave like him.
Cool.
Well, I do have quite a bit of faith, but I'd like to have as much faith as he did, because if I have three brothers, and if they were ganging up on me, then I'd feel sad, but have the faith to know that it will all work out at the end.
Nephi never complained, and I wish I could do that, because I complain, even though I know I shouldn't. And then sometimes I realize after I complain that I should go do what my mom or dad asked me to do. And so I'm getting there.
I have the same problem. Go ahead, Caitlin.
I wish that I had as much faith as he did, even though I do. But sometimes I wish that I was even more faithful than what I am now.
Awesome. So tell me this. In what ways can the inspiration of the Holy Ghost come to us? What are some ways that the Holy Ghost can speak to us?
Well, he personally speaks to me in a warm, comforting feeling.
Okay. Daniel?
He comes to us in a still, small voice.
Right. Caitlin?
He comes to us when Satan's trying to tempt us and tells us what to do if we have a question about it.
That is awesome. And TJ, how about you? In what ways can the inspiration of the Holy Ghost come to us?
Well, he normally comes in a still, small voice or a warm, comforting feeling. But some people have it a lot different than that.
Mm-hmm. And we were also talking earlier about sometimes if you can be in a situation that could harm you. In what ways can the Holy Ghost help us in those situations?
Inside, sometimes you get this feeling that, why am I here and why should I be doing this? I shouldn't be here. This is a bad place. And then you would leave. And then you could realize the Holy Ghost was telling you that you weren't supposed to be there.
Right. So he can protect us from harm. Can you tell me that in your own words, Wes?
He can tell us what we should do about a bad situation. And if we are tempted to make a bad choice, then he can sort of help us get back onto the straight and narrow path.
Okay. All right. Great. Can you share an experience when you personally have felt the influence of the Holy Ghost?
When I went to the Draper Temple open house and its dedication, I felt the Spirit, and it was telling me that this is God's house, and so I should respect it.
Lovely. Daniel?
When I went to the temple dedication, I felt the Spirit.
Great. TJ?
When I went to the open house for the newest temple, I was feeling a strong Spirit.
Okay. Tiana?
So one time in our ward, we had this Book of Mormon readathon, but I couldn't exactly finish it because I had to go to school and do some work there. Because it was during school hours. And so what happened was I tried to read as much as I could. And then the next Sunday, it was a Friday and a Saturday. And the next Sunday, it was a fast Sunday. And so I told how I felt, like, because our bishop said that sometimes he doesn't tell you it immediately when you pray and ask if the Book of Mormon is true. Sometimes it happens when you bear your testimony or you share it with others. And I went up to bore my testimony, and I was crying, and I realized that I knew that the Book of Mormon was true. And because all my life I'd said I knew it, but I never really knew that it was true until that moment, even though I didn't finish it. I've read enough to know that it was a true book.
Great. So the Spirit bore witness of the truth to you. That's wonderful. How about just a time when you felt the influence of the Holy Ghost? Maybe not a time that he's talked to you specifically or that he gave you an idea, but some time when you felt his influence, his presence somehow.
Well, when My friends sometimes, when people sometimes pick on me, the Holy Ghost tells me to just ignore them and just walk away, and then I can just go straight to an adult.
Great. Megan?
Well, one day I was going with two of my friends to one of my friend's cousin's house, and one of my friends had to get home because her dad was coming to pick her up. And so we were riding our bikes, and we all somehow got a flat tire, all of us on our bikes. So we had to walk our bikes, and it started to sprinkle, you know? And we're like, okay, it's just sprinkling. We can make it home. But then it started to get harder and harder. So I woke up, and I asked them if we could pull over on the side of the road and say a prayer, because I felt the need to from the Holy Ghost. And we said a prayer, and it cleared up, and so that we could all make it home safely.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, everybody, for sharing your experiences. Caitlin, did you have one last thing to say?
Baptism. I felt the Holy Ghost.
That's wonderful. Me too. So I want to ask you this. What can we do to prepare ourselves to recognize the Holy Ghost? And that's tricky. Recognizing the Holy Ghost can be tricky. What can we do to prepare to recognize?
We can read the scriptures and read the Ten Commandments, and we can read the Word of Wisdom, and then when if we hear a still small voice, but it's telling us to disobey one of those commandments, then we can just ignore it. But then when another voice comes along and it tells us the right thing to do, we do exactly as it says.
Okay.
Sometimes you need to just stay in tune with the Spirit and, like, keep a righteous life, and so then the Spirit can come to you easier instead, and try to ignore the things of the world, the temptations they have.
Well, you could be ready and study the feeling of what it will be like when you feel the Holy Spirit so that you are not worried saying what's happening, so that you will be prepared for it.
Okay. TJ, you want to tell me about that?
We can pray regularly.
And somebody tell me about how you can listen.
Sometimes you can listen through your heart and your faith.
Okay, Daniel?
Like, if you have a feeling, you should just calm down and listen.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. So, what choices did Nephi make so that he was worthy to have the Holy Ghost with him?
Not to complain and be rude to his brothers after they had tied him up.
Yeah, that is true.
He kept on praising and praying to his Heavenly Father instead of thinking, oh, why would I be here? Why has Heavenly Father put me in this torture? Instead, he was praising him.
He kept faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he knew that God was telling him the right thing to do, so he was able to have the Holy Ghost with him because he had faith in God, so God was sending the Holy Ghost to help him.
Awesome. Okay, what choices can we make daily to have the Holy Ghost with us? And we've already talked about some things that we can do to feel the influence of the Holy Ghost, but what choices can we make daily to have the Holy Ghost with us? TJ.
Obey our parents and even do stuff you know that they want you to do, even though they didn't ask you to do it.
Okay. Daniel.
Help your brothers and sisters.
Great. Caitlin.
Sometimes you can play with your little brother or sister when they need somebody to play with, and sometimes you can vote by not listening to Satan.
Sometimes, if you can't do family home evening on Monday, maybe do it on a different night instead, if you couldn't do it.
Don't listen to friends who are influencing you to make a bad choice, like doing drugs or alcohol. Don't listen to them and just ignore them.
You could have the choice to do prayer morning and family prayer and personal prayer daily, and then you can make the choices of daily choices, choosing the right instead of temptations.
Awesome. That is all wonderful. Okay. The Holy Ghost can help us in our daily life if we do what is right. The Holy Ghost can help us in our daily life if we do what is right. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I also hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read Chapter 9 of the Book of Mormon Stories, A New Home in the Promised Land, and Chapter 10, Jacob and Sherem. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center. See you next week.
Scripture power.